covenant. A new covenant. We heard in Jeremiah 31 that there will be a new covenant made. The prophet Jeremiah says at a time when Israel was in total chaos. The north was being bombarded by Assyria, the south by Babylon, total chaos, thousands of their fellow citizens exiled. And Jeremiah is there, and if you read Jeremiah, it's kind of a gloomy book. Right in the middle of it, chapters 30 and 31, there's this glimmer of hope. And Jeremiah says, there's going to be a new covenant. So I invite you to open up your old hymnal, 1040. So where the first reading is from Jeremiah, 1040. I want to teach a new word today. Seraph. Seraph. Anyone know what that means? No, because I just made it up. Because it really doesn't mean anything. It stands for four things. Seraph. Stone to heart. That's the S. The R, relationship. The A, all. And the F, forgiven. Seraph. That's what the new covenant is all about. What's it all about? What's it all about?
Seraph.
I know, it's early. Not as early as it was last week. Remember when you lost an hour of sleep? Yeah, I'm still waking up from that one. Seraph. The new covenant. See what Jesus says, what God says. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and relatives how to know the Lord. All from least to greatest shall know me, says the Lord. And I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. Remember 2 weeks what the first reading was about? The ten. And the Ten Commandments were written on stone tablets. And one of the things we reflect on is that the Ten Commandments, you just can't keep them. No matter how hard we try, we will fail, we will fail, we will fail. Yet this ideal of how we are to live, God said, well, there's got to be a new way of doing it. So he says, instead of having the Ten Commandments written on stone, God will write it upon our hearts. Or write upon our hearts, so that our hearts might be the place where we can live the law of God. And not simply live the law of God, we might express God's love in all that we do. Because God's love is at the very is what the law is all about. It's about how we might love one another. The rule in your home, take out the garbage, which you will teach your boys, right? Take out the garbage, and that will be a rule. Every day, take out the garbage. The reason the rule is there is in case they don't keep it. But one day, one of your sons may say, I will take out the garbage just because I love my big brother. Won't happen for about 40 years. So hang in there. Meanwhile, God gives us the law. But what God desires that that law, his love, would be inscribed in our hearts. It's a great place. Our hearts of flesh, not our hearts of stone. Our hearts that love, our hearts that pulsate. God's law written there. And the prophet says, all will know from least to greatest. From least to greatest. And what he means here is not to know in the sense of learning all about that he was born in this year and he did this, he did that. But it's the type of knowledge that a husband and a wife have of one another. It's the type of knowledge that we have of our parents or of our children. It's the knowledge that comes from being with, hanging out with this person. When I hang out with this person, I get to know this person from a different perspective. So again, when you get up to heaven and you got to take your final exam, God's not going to say, you know, multiple choice questions. But rather, the knowledge we need to know is of a person. That person is God. And God wants you and me to know him the way we know a friend. All shall know. We will all be in a relationship with God. It's kind of amazing. Imagine, we all know Pope Francis, right? In fact, I even met him once. I showed you the picture, remember? Great picture. He's got it hanging up in his office. All right, maybe not. But I wouldn't want to say I know him. But I know God, and God knows me. Even better than knowing the Pope. Stone to heart, relationship, all shall know. And then the S, or the F, forgiven. Forgiven. Isn't being forgiven great? Have you ever been forgiven? Someone comes up to you and says, I forgive you. It's one of the most amazing things that you or I could ever say to someone, I forgive you. And when Jeremiah is uttering this promise of God to the people, God is giving his forgiveness before they've earned it. He says, I will forgive all your sins. And then he says, and I will forget them. Forgiven and forgotten. Got a sister, right? I've got to be careful here. You know, I got a little sister. And my little sister, when I was a kid, I'd do something to her. And then I'd have to say, I'm sorry. And she would have to say, I forgive you. And did she really forgive me? No. Because she still thought I would do something mean to her. See, when God forgets our sin, it's so that he might be fresh to us. He won't remember what we did in the past so that he goes, oh, I'm guessing you're going to do it again. But rather from this place of vulnerability, God stands before you and me and simply loves us as we are. We can hurt him, but he wants our love. That's why I love the Sacrament of Reconciliation. This Wednesday, from 7 in the morning to 9 at night, so that you and I might know God's forgiveness, that you and I might know God's love, that we might experience our sins forgiven and forgotten, that we might ask God to become a bit more like him, that we might have hearts that are of flesh and not of stone, that we might have be in a relationship with God who desires nothing more than to be in a relationship with us. That we might truly know God. That we might be part of those who know God. And know God from a point of a relationship, from a point of experience. And, perhaps most amazing, that we who are forgiven and whose sins are forgotten, that we might become those in our world today to say to one another, to say to our family, our friends, to say to our enemies, to say to our classmates and co-workers, I forgive you. And I'm praying to be like God. I'm praying that I might forget your sin so that you and I might truly be like God is with me, a friend. That's the new covenant. And that is what we enter into today.